There's many mahalach in Parshas Vayera, and it's really a mahalach to understand the whole Seder Hadvarim of the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak Avinu Midas HaDin, Yaakov Avinu's Midas HaTeferes, which is the Midah, which is a blend between Chesed and Din, but it's noita to the Tzad Yamin, noita to the Tzad Chesed. To understand this whole mahalach, let's begin with a few shailas, questions on Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu is sick, and Rabbeinu Shlomo comes to me mevakeh chayla. What's that significance? The pasuk says Avraham Avinu at that point was Yosef Pesach oil kachoy mayoyim, and Rashi says Hoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu chama min atiko, that people shouldn't disturb Avraham Avinu because he wasn't feeling well. This idea of Hoytzah, Hashem takes the chama out of the atiko, it's l'chayra dova pele. Hashem doesn't want people to disturb Avraham Avinu. Harbe shluchim lemokoyim, to stop people from coming to Avraham Avinu's oil, to make a shinui in ma'aseh bereishis, that Hashem has to be moitzi chama min artiko. Such a big major chilek. What's the pshat? And then the malachim come along. One is to be merape Avraham Avinu, inin of refuah. What's the inin? What's the sod? And bichlal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham Avinu, so Rashi brings down, and there's a few Rashis in Parshas Vayera which teach us Hilchas Dayanim and Hilchas Choshen Mishpat. Rashi says on the Rashi Yoshav, Hu Yoshev, says Rashi says Yoshav Ksiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shev Ani Amoid V'at Asimen LeBanecho, the Osimen Avraham Avinu for future Dayanim, She'osed Ani Disyatsev Badas HaDayanim Hein Yoshim Shnei Manakim Nisa Badas Kel. In other words, this is a halacha we learn out, that the dayanim sit down, dayanim have to sit down, and the Shechina HaKadosh stands up. What's that significance? What's the derech eretz involved? That the Shechina stands up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands up, and we sit down, and the dayanim sit down. Later on, there's also another Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eridano, the Kabiyachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go down to see what Stoim is doing. And Rashi says, it teaches you in Dina Nefashas, you've got to see what's going on. Another halacha in Choshen Mishpot. Bechlal, we have to understand what's the inyan. In all these halachas and hilchas dayanim and dinim, and the climax of Parshas Vayera is takad akedas Yitzchak. We have to understand what's the inyan of binding. It's akedas called Hashem Avraham bound his son Yitzchak. The binding lechayer is not the ikka. Akeda means to bound. That's not the ikka nesoyin. Ikka nesoyin is willingly ready with a knife to shechtim. Why is dafka the inyan, the binding of Avraham binding Yitzchak? The Mahalach HaDvarim begins in Parshas Lech Lecha. Mahalach HaDvarim Bemis begins much earlier, but we'll start from Lech Lecha and then we'll go earlier. Avraham Avinu's Mekayim Mitzvos Mila. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Eizeh Gibor HaKoyvesh Es Yitzri. So you do other Sfarim say that Mitzvos Mila is a mitzvah that's machlish, that weakens that Mokayim, the Oysa Mokayim, that Mokayim, the Mokayim of the Yetzirah, where the Yetzirah is Mizgaber, where the Yetzirah is the Gibor, it's the Mokum of Taiva, Mokum of Yetzirah. And there, through Mitzvah Mila, it's Machlish, it weakens the Yetzirah, and it allows a person to be a Gibor, it's Koimish Yisri. Avraham Avinu Bemis is Midas Achesed. But here, through the Mitzvah of Mila, Avraham Avinu is Koina, Mid of his Gabrus, Koina, the Mid of is a Gibor, Koimish Yisri. Avraham Avinu is Koina, the Mid of Gvura. The mid of Eza Giba Kovish is Yitzri. Mrs. Mila enabled Avraham Avinu to have a Mordeke his Gabrus and to acquire and to attain the mid of Gvura, even though his mid is the mid of Chesed. That was the vort of Mrs. Mila, to become a Gibor, to be Kovish is Yitzri. Avraham Avinu's taken over the midas of Gvura, so to speak. He's now a Gibor, he's now Shoyle to the midas of Gvura. And we see the beginning of this week's parasha, the hisgabrus that Avraham Avinu has. Hu Yoshev Pesach Oel Kachoyim Hayom. He has a mordik hisgabrus. He's weak. He's old. He's sick. But nevertheless, Avraham Avinu has a mordik hisgabrus. Kaviyor keilu, to pull himself together, and to stand there, not to give up. He wants to be mekayim mitzvus. So here we see that Avraham Avinu is his Gabras. Avraham Avinu uses the Midas of Gvura. And Taka, what does he do? What does he use the Mid of Gvura, the Mid of his Gabras for? He uses it for chesed. He's staying there even though he's old and he's weak and he's sick, but he's standing there in order to invite guests. He's using this gabrus. He's being misgaber in a mid of chesed. He's being misgaber in a mitzvah of achnasas orchim, which means that Avraham Avinu is taking the middah of gevura into chesed. And this is Bemis, an introduction to the whole sugya of the Seder of the Ovis HaKadoshim over here. Now, Bechlal, we'll see that this is the Yisod of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. And we see that the Tachlis of the Ovis, the Tachlis of Tzadikim is that Tzadikim take the Gevurah, the Midas Adin, and they mamtik it, they sweeten it in the Midas HaChesed. So to speak, they acquire the Midas HaGevurah, and when they acquire the Midas HaGevurah, when they shoil it on the Midas HaGevurah, is then they bring that Midas HaGevurah into Chesed, and that's how they mamtik the Midas HaGevurah. And that is really what Avraham Avinu is doing over here. The Rishoyim, opposite, as we'll see in the parasha, the Rishoyim want to take the Midas HaChesed and faker it, and undermine the Midas HaChesed, and bring the Midas HaChesed under the Gevurah. Because they're always trying to be Ma'oira Gevurahs. Why are they trying to be Ma'oira Gevurahs? Because the Goyim love power, the Goyim love dominion, they love power, they love the Hisgabras of Midas HaGevurah, so that they can be strong, powerful, and mighty over somebody else. The Mid of Chesed, to be good to somebody else, that undermines their drive and their addiction to power and dominion. So therefore, that's why I fakert. They try to take the chesed into the midas hagvura, but they only want midas hagvura. Midas hachesed for them is disturbing. Tzadikim, just the opposite. They take the midas hagvura and they bind it into chesed. And the rishoyim, they bind the midas hachesed into the midas hagvura. Mamish, the two opposites. The tachlis of the tachlis is the tachlis of bria. The kim of the bria is that the midas hagvura should have amtok in the midas hachesed. Therefore, that was the ness over here. That was the ness over here of the Kachoy Mayoyim. Rashi says, "Hoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika," because we've quoted in other shiurim this idea, famous Gemara in the Darim Tavches, where the Gemara says, "Ein Gehenim Lasid Laboy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi Chama Min Artika. Tzadikim Nisrapim Ba, Rishoyim Nedoinim Ba. The sun is going to heal the tzadikim, and the sun is going to burn out and destroy the Rishoyim. And the Oymek HaInyan is that we know the sun corresponds to power and dominion. That's why Esav, who's power mad, Archar B'chotichya, and he counts, the Esav counts Lefidah, is Moina Lefidah, sun, the sun, the solar year. The sun represents power, strength, it's hot, the heat, it's Eish, strength. Lemaisa, the tzaddikim, their whole avoida and their whole life, they took the gevura and they were mamtik, they sweetened the gevura into chesed. So therefore, for the tzaddikim, losed lovei, the son that corresponds to this power, because the tzaddikim took the gevura and they mamtik it into chesed, just like Avraham Avinu dragged the bechinas gevura, pulled the bechinas gevura into mid of chesed achnasas orchim. So too, at that point, since Avraham Avinu is using his gabrus for chesed for achnasas orchim, so here the mokum is to be megala this inyan that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi chama min artikah. For the tzaddikim, faket, it's going to be a refuah. For tzaddikim, the sun which corresponds to gvura is going to be nimtak and faket. It's going to turn to be a chesed. It's mamish the midah keneged midah of what happened over here with Avraham Avinu. To use in his gabrus for chesed is like to take the shemesh, which is his gabrus gvura, and to use it for refuah. This emes al pi sisrei Torah to do that refuah, the teferes, the midah of teferes. The mid of Teferis is the mid of Refuah. The mid of Teferis is the mid that takes the Chesed and takes the Gevur and leans it more towards Rachmim v'Chasadim. And therefore, the sun is going to be leaned more towards Chesed. That's the Refuah. It's going to be a Refuah to the Tzadikim Lasid Lovim. The Rishoyim Faket, the Rishoyim, they were trying to be Magbir Gevuras. So therefore, the sun, in its full glow, in its full strength, in its full power, in its full heat, is going to be Magbir, is going to burn out the Rishoyim, because that's what they did to the Koyachas HaGevura in the Bria, that they just tried to be Marbe Koyachas HaGevura. Says famous Chazal, that kol dain and don din emes lamitoi nasa shutuf la kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereshis. Every dain who's don din emes lamitoi is nasa shutuf la kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereshis. What's Pshat he becomes a Shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa Bereishis. So here is a Peldik Gezacht, because the Rashi in Bereishis, the beginning of Bereishis, on Rashi Baruch Lekim, Bereishis Baruch Lekim, says Rashi, the famous Rashi, B'tchila Olam B'machshava to create the world amid the Sadin. And Hashem saw the world can't stand amid the Sadin. V'hikti Midas HaRachmim V'shotfa amid the Sadin. So Midas HaRachmim is a Shutif to Midas Sadin. So it could be that that's the Pshat. Every dying is done in Emes Lamitoi. Because a dying, somebody who's done in Emes Toyer Lamitoi, so Pshat is he takes over Midas Adin, he now becomes Shoyle to Midas Adin. So to speak, the Rabbeinu Shalom took him and made him a Memunah over Midas Adin, and therefore he's done in Emes Lamitoi, so then he's Fakert, he's Mamtik the Dinim, by being done Midas Adin, he's Mamtik the Din. That's what we find, that the Mishpatei HaTorah, if you learn through Sanhedrin, you see the Mishpatei HaTorah of Kulei Kulei Rachamim Chasodim. Even the Dayanim of Din and Nefashis that were paskening to execute somebody, how many Limudei Schus they were, the Pasuk says, Shoftu Eida, Vetzilu Eida, Gufa the Dayanim in Eobei, the Dayanim in Eobei was supposed to find in Din and Nefashis a Schus to get him off the hook. And even if they had to kill him, Gemara and Sanhedrin, so many times, why did they choose this type of Misa? Why did they throw him off by Skila from this height and not more height? Pasuk, the Gemara keeps on saying there, Vahafter Recha Kamoicha, Bror Le Misa Yofa, Vahafter Recha Kamoicha. In other words, first of all, the Dayanim are trying to save the person. If they saw they couldn't save him, so then at least they were Broira Misa. They chose for him the best possible painless Misa, which is Dinim, which is Midas Adis Gabrus, which is being Nimtak in the Chasadim. And that's what the Dayanim are. So Meida, therefore, every Dayanim is done Din Emes Lamitoi, where the Dini HaTorah is Emestik and Achanami, it's true that it's Midas Adin, but it's a Midas Adin that's full of Chasadim. So that is exactly Shutav Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis, because that's the Shotval of Midas Adin, the Rachmim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shotav to Midas Adin. So the Tzadikim have a Koyach, the Tzadikim, the Dayanim have a Koyach to take the Din and to be Mamtik that Din. So that's what's going on over here in this week's parasha. Since Avraham Avinu, who's Midas HaChesed, has taken the Midas Adin into Chesed and Fakert, is being Magbir the Chasadim over the Dinim, in order to be Mamtik, to sweeten the Dinim. So Meila here, the Rabban Shalom is telling him, teaching him the Halachas Dayanim, because according to what we just said, it's exactly Hilchas Dayanim. Hilchas Dayanim is the Halachas where the Dayanim take the Gevurus and the Mamtik the Gevurus and the Chasadim of Brer Misa Yofe, of Shafto Eida Vitzilo Eida. And Meila, therefore, that's why the Rashi brings down in Hilchas Chayshim Mishpat, where Rabban Shalom says that the Dayanim sit and I stand, says the Rabban Shalom. That means that they are the ones who sit, they're the ones who have the Koyach of Midas Adin, they're the ones who are Shailat over Midas Adin. The king sits, the judges always sit on a big throne. From England, the judges sit on the big, like a very big chair, a big throne, sitting on the Al Kisei HaMishpat. And therefore, the Hashem says to Dayanim to sit on the Kisei HaMishpat means the Rabban Shalom is giving the Shlita of Midas Adin to the Dayanim, because the Dayanim, they're the ones who are going to use the Midas Adin to be Magbeh Chasodim and to be Mamtik the Dinim into the Chasodim. So, maybe that's why there's Hilchas Choshim Mishpat, Hilchas Dayanim, because they are the Shutif, that's the Shutif of Rachmim and Din together. And that's all happening over here at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Taka, the end of Parshas Vayera, is the Akedah. And why is the Ik of the Akedah the binding? The Ik of the Akedah is the binding because Chazal say that Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak is Midas Adin. When Avram binds Yitzchak, he's binding Midas Adin. When you bind somebody, he becomes completely subordinate, completely bottled to the person who's binding him. Right, that's what Chazal say, that a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, his hands should be next to his lev, his right hand on his left hand, as if he's bound, because that shows in his absolute subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Shemoneh Esrei. Binding corresponds to where the person who one binds the other, so the one who's binding, he's taking complete control of the one who's being bound. So Mein Avram Avinu Midas HaChesed is taking complete control over Yitzchak, or the Bechin of Midas HaGvura. And that's Be'emes, the sod of Yitzchak, who's Midas HaGvura. Because Vitaka Yitzchak is Miloshen Tzchoik, and when Yitzchak was born, he brought a gewaltig got tzchoik into the world, like Rashi says in Parshas Vayera, that Harba Akoris, a lot of barren women that had children, Bischusara, is that the reaction to Midas Adin? Midas Adin usually brings tzimtzum, Midas Adin usually brings faket, punishment, he usually brings the opposite of tzchoik, and yet Yitzchok is called tzchoik, because the whole mid of Gevura Be'emes, the mid HaKadosh of Gevura is a mid that's given to Be'emes to be mamtik the Gevuras, and to bring out the murdik, where it should be nizgalet, that the tachlas of all the Gevura was only Rachman Mechasodim. Yitzchok is called Yitzchok, Hashem the Osed, Hashem the future, Yitzchok, because Lasid Lov, it's going to be in his gala how much all the Gevuras were really all Chasadim. Oz Yimole, Yitzchok is Hashem, Oz Yimole, Schoik Pinon, Shinein Arena. So even the Midas HaGevura, when it comes out, when it's born, in this week's parasha, all the Hagdomas already. See, Yitzchok's born in Parshas Vayera, and the Hagdomah to this week's parasha, and all the Hagdomas to this week's parasha, throughout the parasha, they're all showing how the world is preparing for Midas Adin to come out. By the time Yitzchak was born, so the Midas Adin was already Nimtak in the Chasodim, and the Shlemus of that was with the Akedah, and that's the name Yitzchak, and that's why it brought down a lot of Rachmim and Chasodim that Harba Koris Nifkadu, a lot of barren women had children. It brought down an abundance of Rachmim and Chasodim, even though Yitzchak is Din and Midas Adin. Mele, that we can understand the tzada klipa, the tzada keneged of what's going on in this week's parasha. That's why one of the malachim takin came to heal Avraham Avinu. We just said what healing is. Another malach, healing is the bechina of whether din is more noita, teferis more noita to the tzad chesed. That's refuah. Another malach takin came to be mevasa that Yitzchok's going to be born, to bring the Yitzchok, to bring the din that's really a tzchok. It's really Rachem and Chasodim. And the third one was Kedei Lahapach Histoim. Because till now we've discussed the Indian of Din Letzad Kedusha. But we discussed slightly before that the Goyim Faker, they tried to take the Midas, just like Avraham Avinu bound the Midah of Gevura and took it under him, that the Chesed should be Goyim of Gevura, the Goyim do Faker it. They take the Midah of Chesed and they bind the Midah of Chesed and make it subordinate for Gevura. Because the Goyim are trying to Faker it. The Goyim are trying to be Marbe Gevuras. They're trying to be Marbe his Gabras of Midas of Gevura. Of power, of bloodshed, al charba chatechia. So Mela, therefore, that's why we see by Stoim were mekayim achnasas orchem kilo. They took the guest in, but nevertheless, what did they do with the guest? If the bed didn't, if he didn't fit onto the bed, they cut his legs, they stretched him, they were ma'ane him, they afflicted him with yisurim noiroim kilo in the mitzvah achnasas orchem. So they took that chesed, and they faked. They were magbi gvurus with the chesed. They used the chesed for achzorius to be marbe gvurus. So Stoim is exactly the Mamish, the polar opposite to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is taking the Gevura under the Chesed, and they're taking the Chesed under the Gevura. Also in the parasha, we see with the Yishmael the same thing. When Yishmael was in danger of dying, where he didn't have drink, etc. So then there was a big kitrik out in Shemayim. What's the kitrik out in Shemayim? Kitrik out in Shemayim is that Yishmael is going to cause Klal Yisrael Tzoros. Melochim Asharos were Mekatrik, and they said. And they said that Rashi brings down that they bought when the Klal Yisrael was being taken to captivity. So the Klal Yisrael begged, "Take us to our cousins Yishmael, and Yishmael will have Rachmonis on us." And what happens? They came towards Klal Yisrael, and they bought basav adogim. They bought very salty food, and they also bought flasks that were full of air. And therefore, ke'ilu they came to do chesed. Ke'ilu they were coming to do chesed. Their cousins who were the Yishmaelim, the Arabs, they are ke'ilu the cousins of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael thought that these flasks were full of water, and they ate salty food. And when they put their mouths into the flasks, so they died. So what's Yishmael doing? He also came to be mekayim a mitzvah of chesed, ke'ilu. He's bringing food for Klal Yisrael, but that food for Klal Yisrael was the biggest achzorius that killed Klal Yisrael. Stoim and Yishmael, we see the same inyan, that they're using chesed to undermine chesed, to bring chesed under gvuras, the opposite of Avraham Avinu, who's binding the gvura that the chesed should be menatzeach. And that's the lifelong struggle between the goyim and the yidin. The yidin and the tzaddikim, they're given midas gvura, they're misgaber eze giba koyvish yisroy, and they acquire the midas gvura, and they pull the midas gvura into chesed, and that's how the mamtik the and that's how the melamed tzchusin klal Yisrael tzaddikim always melamed tzchusin klal Yisrael, and tzaddikim always mekayim mitzvahs ahavas v'ahavtei re'acha kamoicha. Even when it comes to executing a yid, nevertheless there's still a mitzvah of ahavtei re'acha kamoicha, and the goyim is just the opposite. And maybe that's the mahalach of Yitzchak Avinu, and that taka gave birth to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is taka midas atiferes, which is a blend of chesed and gevura, but where it's more noita to midas achesed. Esav is obviously fakert, al charba chatechia. Fakert, he loves his gabrus of gvura, of killing, of murdering, the opposite of chesed. And that's the lifelong struggle that we have between us and the goyim. Hermela, therefore, that's why in Pashas Chayisara Taka, when Eliezer is looking for a shidduch for Rivka, for Eliezer, he dafka looks for chesed. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's going to do chesed, because Be'emes Yitzchok's gvura needs a chesed to be mamtiket. So Hermela, therefore, he was dafka for Yitzchok, who's dafka midas a gvura. Why didn't he look for a woman as gvura? If he wants a good shidduch, find a woman who's got similar midas. Ha'mavada, she looks dafka for chesed, because chesed and gvura are going to get married together, so to speak, and they're going to bring a Yaakov Avinu who's going to be the Midah of Teferis, who brings the Gevura, makes the Gevura closer to the Midah of Chesed. Boynschlan should help Mr. Shem, we should be Zeucha. All the Gevuras should be Nizgala, that all the Gevuras and all the Midas Adin against Klal Yisrael, Lech Oirech Kol Ador should be Nizgala. Oz, then, Yimoli, Schoik Pino, Shnei Nerino, that we should be able to see with Besimcha Rabbah how everything was Be'emes Rachma Mechasodim, and we should be Zeucha to the Amtok of all the Dinim, and we should be Zeucha Be'emes Rachma Mechasodim to be Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheir of Yemenu Omeh.